I'm not gonna drop any soap in front of you. I don't think that that's a good idea.
Protecting her piece, because I was annoying as fuck.
And they were like, Ellen DeGeneres, come on. And I was like, okay.
He's my Ovarian sister.
I love that.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bo and Yang in a hot second, and I think he's like gonna come somewhere around here.
He's gonna come somewhere.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
And this is Talk Nasty to Me.
Chill, my God. Oh my God, you've been 25 for one day.
That was my... I was just doing that, like, to play up the thumbnail.
Oh, so you're... This is all a joke to you. This is all basically,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, would you mind... Oh, cry in the camera, please.
That's literally, like, what you just gave.
Yeah, it's... You know who taught me that? Mr. Beast.
Oh, Mr. Beast. Are we gonna...
We should just start with Mr. Beast.
You can honestly put that soap on the ground. That's my acne soap.
I'm not gonna drop any soap in front of you. I don't think that that's a good idea.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
I'm the one that's been watching Orange is the New Black again.
This is your what soap?
My acne soap.
Oh.
You can just put it on the ground. Like, the whole thing. Well, don't play with it.
Well, I was, like, wondering, like, how hard it was.
Just every once in a while, I will get a spur of, what is that thing that I have? Fungal acne? Every once in a while, I'm sweating. Things happen. Sometimes I have to pull out the bar.
Sorry, Clementine looked at me. Well,
what about it? What if a woman does look at you?
No, I loved it. It was so fun. She was like, and I was like, okay, sir. You should stop eating like mushrooms and stuff.
Why?
Because they're giving you
No, that's not what causes. And you know what? I'm better off. I'm better than everyone because I do like mushrooms. I've always liked mushrooms, and I will stand by that.
Have you ever had a foot fungus?
Never. Because I'm better than everyone else.
I've never had a foot fungus. Does that make me better than everyone else?
No, like, I'm a woman, so, like, that already, like, puts me above you.
Oh, really?
I remember...
I feel like there's a big section of people who would disagree with that.
I remember as a kid, there is. I remember as a kid, I asked, like, this was, like, one of the few memories I have of my dad. I never thought that I'd be sharing a memory
I actually have of my father on
the podcast or on anywhere, to be honest. But I remember... He was a very, like, computer-esque kind of guy, and I was really young, and I asked him to Google, like, how many women there are in the world and how many men there are in the world, and at the time, there were more women in the world. I don't know if that's still true. Maybe it is.
I think that is common, yes.
But there were more women, and I was like, fuck! Yeah, well, I didn't say fuck. I was, like, four. But I was like, yes, we win. I was like, women are better than men. And he's like, don't say that.
Oh.
And then that is why I turn into a misandrist.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
Honestly, and that's honestly, very telling.
That, like, literally, like, Maddie knew who she was from a very young age. Like, that was me.
That's actually very dark.
What, that my dad said that?
Yeah.
I know.
Don't ever say that.
Am I surprised, though, that he was like, I see women as beneath me? No. Is it surprising that I see women as above all of you? Yes.
That's not surprising. That's
yeah, you're
that tracks.
Yeah, that tracks. No, I don't believe people when they're like, what really makes me upset. Sorry, this is going to piss off a lot of, like, picky eaters. Sorry. Some might say I'm a picky eater because I'm a vegan, but
I stand with you.
You know what? I am pretty bold for saying that because, like, my therapist will talk and she's like, you are treading close territory to ARFID. Like, we need
really?
To. Well, not always, but, like, I go through, with OCD, I go through spurts of, like, not being able to eat certain things because of just, like, anxiety and whatever. And
I was never
focus.
An ARFID kid.
That's good for you.
Or person. I don't know if you have to be, like, a child to have that sometimes.
No, you can be an adult to have ARFID.
Okay.
I
saw something so sweet, though, one time. It was, like, a girlfriend made her ARFID, like, boyfriend.
Is that what we're calling them
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
My ARFID boyfriend.
Like, a ball of dough with meat in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, I did
and
see
he,
that,
like,
yeah.
And he, like, cried because
yeah,
it was so good.
I
was like, that's really sweet.
I completely get it. I think my issue is people who are not willing to try it, who have, like, never tried it and are just willing, just, they're like, nope.
Oh, you hated that TLC show
no.
where she was like, she tried, like, a bit of, what was it, watermelon or something? It's just
okay, there's a difference between people who have, like, actual anxiety and phobias around food. I feel very bad. However, when it's something, like, people are like, oh, I remember specifically this was, like, a thing where people were like, oh, yeah, I don't eat carrots, for example. Like, I'm just using carrots as an example. And they're like, oh, yeah, I don't eat carrots. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you don't eat carrots. Like, you'll never have a carrot in anything. Like, there are carrots in so many things that you may not even know about. Like, yeah. You just do not do that. Like, how... I just felt it was so weird that people were like, oh, I don't fuck with tomatoes. What is wrong with you? You've just never had a good, delicious tomato. I don't fuck with mushrooms. Like, you're like, I don't like mushrooms. What's wrong with you?
I just don't like the texture of mushrooms. If they're, like, chopped up in, like, small pieces into something, I don't mind. It's not like I'm, like, allergic to mushrooms. I'm just like, oh, I'm not going to eat a raw mushroom in my salad, or like...
Oh, I love raw mushrooms. Like, my mom would yell at me because whenever she would like have mushrooms that she was like going to make for like spaghetti or stuff, I would like steal all the raw ones and eat them all. I loved
it. That's why you got the fungal acne.
I don't fucking have fungal acne from that, but honestly, like...
You're the first one to go in The Last of Us. Like, you're like the start.
No, I'm immune because I'm like
L. No, you have the fungus
What's
in you.
What's the main character's name? Elsie? Ella? Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie.
That's actually crazy that her name's Elle. Or Ellie, because 11. Why are, like, so many of those, like, dystopian, like, sort of, like, sci-fi whatever, like, named Elle?
What's Ellie, up with that? She has, like, the fungus, kind of. She has, like, a mutation, so it makes her kind of, like, immune, she was, so, like, that's me.
But her mother was bitten as she was being born.
That's what happened to me.
No, there's no way.
You have no idea. You have no idea what
my mother was not bitten by a fungus.
I want to clarify, I'm not wearing a MAGA hat. This is not crazy.
Oh God, this was such a choice.
I don't give a rat's ass. Obviously, I would never vote red in my entire life.
I'm gonna censor the entire video, so it's like, oh, really, great. It's like, oh, what's she doing?
I just don't think I'm not gonna give Donald Trump that power to make red hats not fucking cool. Because guess what? I thrifted this and I was like, oh my God, I love it because it's Ninky red and Ninky blue, and like, I love these colors.
Ninky red?
That's what Adam says to me.
Ninky red is Donald Trump red.
Hell no, it's not. No, it is not. It's this specific bright red, and I love it. It's like Miffy red and Miffy blue, and it's Ninky red and Ninky blue.
You bring it up on like the color chart with like the numbers, and it's like 0.02 off or something. You know what I mean?
I don't care. Oh. All I'm saying is that if any of you guys are fucking wearing a blue and red, just know you guys are copying me, and I'm looking at you, fucking Miffy. Like,
Donald Trump is copying.
No,
the United States like two-party system is copying you.
Yeah, 4th of July is my least favorite fucking holiday because everyone wants to appropriate my favorite
colors.
Yeah,
that's fucked up. You're right.
I hate
you. You invented that.
I know.
You are Betsy Ross.
It's not like I just started wearing blue, red, and white recently because I felt like those are the colors that like suit me very nicely.
It's true. You did have like it. I don't think it's been that. I mean, it's been recent. Like, it's been in like within the last year that you have, and it's honestly so evident in this setup because you used to have
a red
one, and now you have a fucking cobalt blue one.
Yes, it's Ninky blue. My nails.
That's actually
Ninky red.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Your pants are Ninky blue too.
Oh my God, see, I just like to keep it on theme, and I don't do it in a patriotic way. It has nothing to do with America whatsoever.
I don't think cobalt blue is like the blue of America, is it?
I don't know.
I feel like it's like a more of like a navy, like closer to a darker.
I don't know. I just haven't really been like associating myself with like American culture since they've been like, you know, stealing from me and like, you know, the things that I love.
So the flag was like, yeah, like that was
the
that
last
kind of
straw.
Yeah,
I've massive beef with Betsy Ross. Fuck that bitch.
We talked about Betsy Ross before.
I know, and I think we said that she was so cool, and I take it back.
And actually,
yeah. I retract it. How dare you fucking steal my colors before I was even conceptualized, before I was even thought.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
That's fucked.
Yeah, but you know what? She has stars.
I'm alive, she's dead. So, who's a real winner?
When you meet her in hell...
You think Betsy Ross is going to be in hell? Oh, she is going to be in hell because she stole my colors.
Yeah.
It's just like...
And you're going to be in hell just...
Like, really bold of her that like I get to live in Philadelphia in the year 2024 and she does not. So
I know she lost. She's in her flop era.
Last year we walked by, I went for sushi across the street from the Betsy Ross house. If you know Tomo Sushi, very, very good sushi. Mm-hmm. Very good vegan sushi.
Really good sushi.
One time Jake and I went there and I was playing with a baby bird in a bush there.
Yeah, and I posted that like, was from that TikTok. Yeah.
And then basically, we walked across the street and they were having like an all white party. It was for a Jewish holiday. I think it's like I was in contact with the girl who hosted the white party because she like reached out to me on. I should stop calling. It is. I don't remember what it's called.
Wait, what?
She reached out to me on TikTok and she was like, hey, this is my party or whatever. Like, I hosted this and stuff. And I was like, dude, can I have my birthday at the Betsy Ross house? And she never got back to me. She was like, I'll see what I can do. And then.
Well, your birthday hasn't even happened yet. It could.
That's why I have. No, this was last year.
Oh.
That's why I have beef with Betsy Ross. She stopped me from trying to have my birthday party there. And on top of that, trying to steal my colors.
Why is white? Like, I'm genuinely confused. Like, what are the origins of a white party? And why is it for people who are rich?
There's different reasons. Like, the Jewish Valentine's Day party doesn't necessarily mean rich. It's just, like, the Valentine's Day party. But the tradition is to wear all white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, because I'm thinking of, like, on, like, Real Housewives when they all get together on a yacht.
Hi, darling.
Sorry about that. You got my message.
What? Yes, but you obviously didn't get my memo, Black.
Oh, I did, but I just sort of thought it seemed a bit like a cult. Yeah, when privileged white people get together dressed in white, it's like the KKK.
There was a recent party, like a recent celebrity, huge, big party. I almost said Diddy, but I don't think he's having any parties anytime soon. It was someone really fucking big.
Party Diddy. And that's what the P stands for.
It was
not anymore. Prison Diddy.
It was like a huge party, and everyone was like, "Oh yeah, it was an Illuminati party. It was a whole Illuminati white party."
I would be so disappointed if I like got invited to something and I went and I had like the time of my life there, and then afterwards, it was revealed that it was like an Illuminati party. Because there's no way I would know.
You
that
said
shit.
You'd be sad.
Yeah, I would be like,
I'd be ecstatic.
Like, oh, man.
I would be ecstatic to be invited to an Illuminati party. Are you fucking with me?
But I wouldn't know, like I'm saying I didn't know while I was there, and then like news came out, and I was like,
I don't care. Ooh, at my birthday party, start a conspiracy theory after that it was an Illuminati party. Yes!
Okay, I will.
Illuminati birthday party theme. Yes! Oh my god! Wait, I really want to do that. Because when I was a kid, that's all I would do is get scared in the basement on the computer and watch.
That's all you would do.
Lady
you did
Gaga,
a lot of
Illuminati
things.
Confirmed.
You did
Beyonce,
a lot of things
Illuminati
as a child.
Confirmed. And it would be like their music videos.
All
and
I
would
do.
Be like, oh fuck. Like, and it would scare the shit out of me. They would have like eerie music. And then they would play a Beatles song backwards.
You were like susceptible to Shane Dawson's conspiracy videos.
If
like,
I watched those
sure.
as like when I was like six, I'm not joking, I would have became like a libertarian.
Oh wow. What do libertarians believe? That there is Illuminati?
Libertarians, one time a libertarian came up to my mom and I to ask if we would sign for him. We were walking in like my hometown at the park with him, and he came up to us and asked if we could sign for him, like a signature for him to run for office.
Yeah.
And I was like, we are not from here.
You said that?
Yes. I was like,
That fake card.
I was like, we don't live here. I'm not gonna fucking sign your libertarian little like thing.
You love signing things.
Not libertarian things.
You're like, oh, an autograph?
I have
a fan came up to you.
I have a fucked up signature. I have a very ugly.
Really? I've been practicing since a very young age, my signature.
Mine's bad. Like, it's just, there's no way to like make it. I mean, I'm sure there is a way to make it look good, but I just don't care to.
I have notebooks literally full of me like taking notes and then forgetting what I was doing and then just practicing,
you know,
my signature.
That's like a sign of like mental illness.
Yeah, babe. Oh, I actually wanted to bring this up. Like, if you're in the comments. No. What? No.
No, I thought we were talking about mental illness.
No, mental illness, yes.
Oh,
I'm talking
okay.
about
Sorry.
If you're
so
in the comments and you're one of those people who diagnoses people like online without their like just like
boring.
Online.
I already mentioned this before in the past.
No.
You're trying to steal my thunder.
You have no idea what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Could somebody please tell me if I have ADD or ADHD? Like, I need someone. I'm serious. Like, I'll trust you. I'll take your word for it.
I do get those comments a lot.
That what? You have
ADD? Still to this day, still to this day on videos of every single time I talk about OCD, people are like, I don't think you have OCD, I think you have autism. And I was like, that's great that like you think that you know better than my own doctors. And like,
I just need someone to be like, yeah, that sounds like ADD or ADHD. Like, I need a trusted subscriber.
ADD or autism diagnosis, but yeah. It just pisses me off because imagine if we treated like physical conditions the same way and we're like,
boring. We've talked about this before. Boring.
Physical illness?
Well, we talked about like in this realm.
Whatever. Imagine if we really did that. Like, someone had like,
oh, I think you have stanky leg. Oh, she has. Oh, you walk weird because you have stanky leg.
Oh wait. Oh fuck. I think you have bounced that ass.
Fuck. No, I contracted bounce that ass on
fuck!
On,
oh my
on the
God.
Flight on the flight
I can
here.
Clearly see what you have. You have up dog.
What is up dog? I think you have wrong dog.
No,
I made that up. By the way, I made that up.
What's
wrong dog? I did wrong dog. I made that up, and then somebody posted a TikTok. Got like 200,000 likes on it.
You think that you came up with everything? You have this
What's
weird.
What's wrong dog?
Yeah.
I made that up.
You think that that's so far off from What's Up, Dog?
Yeah, it's
Jake,
like,
I'm like getting a little bit
genius.
You know what? What's really fucked up? And I'll bring this up again because
I have
ADD.
That's what's fucked up.
I'm concerned.
I can't pay attention to anything, and I forget things very easily.
Yeah, I know. He stopped listening to my voice. I will say something clear as day, but I think that you quite really just don't like listening to women. I think that's the issue.
I zoned out for half of that Colleen Hoover book reading video.
That's normal. I don't think that has anything to do with ADD. I think that's like protecting yourself. What do they call that? Dissociation, or like it's to protect yourself, like
your
protecting your peace or whatever they call it. You know what?
Derealization.
Everybody keeps going to the doctor and being like, "Doctor, I'm derealizing. Doctor, I'm disassociating."
Everybody, you literally went to the doctor.
Guess what, guys? It's not actually an issue. It's not an illness. It's protecting your peace.
Yeah, it's like a survival instinct.
It is. That's good. Guess what? Our ancestors used to do that, and that's why they don't remember anything. I remember my mom, since I was a very young kid, my mom would tell me, "Nicole, I don't remember that. I completely blacked out." And she would black out for years of her life, and I would be so sad as a kid. I'd be like, "What's wrong with mommy?" And now I know. She was just doing that
There's
to protect herself.
With her.
Protecting her peace, because I was annoying as fuck. And she had to.
No, I think genuinely that like the idea of what is it called when like tragedies are always happening around us and we're always like you know, like you get more used to like these bad things happening that it becomes desensitized.
Okay.
I think that's like genuinely like a modern day like survival instinct is desensitization to like things like school shootings and like things like that. Like
I'm
it's
sure.
like it's like a survival instinct. That's it.
What was I talking about a second ago? I was gonna bring something up. I feel like I had something to do with Betsy Ross, but I'm not sure.
I said that I had ADD, or I think I do, and I need someone to tell me in the comments. Comments.
OCD. If imagine oh up dog, bounce that ass. Joey Graceffa does have skin cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know.
That's really sad.
Or your fucking SPF.
How did you know that?
He posted on his TikTok.
Really?
He
posted a TikTok saying he has skin cancer?
Yeah, he like had a spot on his nose and he said that it scabbed over and he went to the dermatologist and that he had to get it biopsied.
Do you think that this is skin cancer?
I think that looks like a spider bite, to be honest. I don't know what that's infected. Like there's
it
something.
It is infected. It's
there's
the,
something
it,
wrong
it
with
it. It was a pimple that I popped.
Right. So that's the issue. You do this thing where you live in the most populated city ever.
And I'm always walking around with open wounds.
And you're always walking around with open wounds.
Yeah.
And I don't see you washing your hands or carrying around a little mini hand sanitizer.
I just washed my hands. And I got your hand all wet when we held hands earlier.
You know what? I'm going to expose you. You opened the door before you washed your hands.
I did do that. Because I was like, oh, she needs to get in here.
So now
that's
the
what
next
I was worried
time.
About.
Why? Why would I need to get in there? And you know what's
going
to happen?
Because I thought we were setting
what?
Up.
Guess what? Next time I fucking touch that door handle, it's like I'm going to be shaking hands with your penis.
You would be so lucky.
And that's why I don't fucking trust men. That's honestly, like, why I don't allow men in my house.
I do want to talk about penises really fast. What is up? Like, women don't love penis anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why. Because it's all over the fucking doorknob all the time. No matter what. No matter where I am. No matter what doorknob I touch. I'm touching penis all the fucking time. It gets tiring. I don't want to touch penis anymore. I don't want to see penis. I touch it all day long. It's on the fucking doorknob. No more penis.
No, I'm saying, like, gay men love penis.
That's great.
It's
you
like
guys
crazy.
Keep it to yourselves.
They love it.
I'm tired of penis. I'm tired of doorknob penis.
We were talking about someone from your high school who really loves sucking penis or something.
She did.
And that's like, I'm like, she's a hero to me because it's like, I think women don't like penis anymore.
Does
like,
that then does
penis,
that pertain
penis,
to you?
Penis fell off. Penis's demographic fell off.
Penises are getting larger.
No, he said smaller.
Oh, penises are getting smaller.
I literally was like, how did he know?
That guy from TikTok who, if you guys don't know, then you might just be too young. I love being able to say that.
I didn't really know about him until that
TikTok.
Oh, I did.
Because he was where I got all of my news. But honestly, like, I just had such severe, like, COVID anxiety. And I had such severe untreated OCD that I... And also, it was really bad because of nuclear war. So I literally turned to this man. I forget his name. But he was, like, in the Philly area.
You forget his name?
Yeah.
Did he DM you a lot?
No, hold on. I'll get to that. Why do you always have to fucking spoil things? Men always have to put their dick on doorknobs and always spoil things.
Dick on doorknobs.
Damn.
That's a great band name, honestly.
No, it's bad. No more dicks. Damn.
No, more dicks.
He basically would make these videos all the time. Anthony and Nicholas, Timothy,
I think Anthony sounds really Anthony, familiar, yeah. But that just might be Anthony Fantano.
I'm not stroking anything weird under here. I'm just stroking my pussy. She's sitting here. More pussy on doorknob. I'm rubbing pussy on doorknob.
I think every time I'm on the subway in New York, I think about this video where this woman had her cheeks spread and had one of the poles in between her ass cheeks.
And you know what Jake's doing? Biting his nails.
Yeah, but I try not to touch like the poles. I did it last night, and then I washed my hands.
Yeah, you're so gross. Like 7 hours later.
No,
you're like, so brave.
Once we got home, Nicole couldn't touch the pole.
I couldn't. It was so fucking crowded. I had to literally grip onto his big, like, strong bicep.
She was like, I can't raise my arm, Jake. I'm smelly.
That is not true.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That is not true. And you know that. You know my natural deodorant works. Wonders.
Glossier you and Charlotte.
No, but this guy, he would make these videos on TikTok all the time, and he was like always talking about the news, and he was talking about the election all the time. He should come back now that the election's happening again. He should.
I think he resurface. Was canceled.
Was he?
Fuck. Well, you should have him canceled. Oh my God, to be listen. Honest.
Was that a reason to be canceled? I'm not here that to he defend was, him.
Okay. Well, you tell the story. Anyway, I don't want to give anything.
He was around, I think, the Philly area, and he would always make videos about politics and news and whatever, and he always had this voice that he did, and he always was like, he made this one very distinct video: penises are getting smaller. And I was like, okay, whatever. So in my Valentine's Day video where I'm DMing people for Valentine's Day, and I was like, be my Valentine, like that's just the type of content I used to make back then, I DM this guy and I was like, will you be my Valentine? Because he was like super big and popular, and he was in a relationship, but I guess he was in an open relationship, and he DM'd me back and was like, how old are you and where are you?
How old were you and where were you?
I think I was 21.
Oh, okay.
Or 20.
Okay.
20 or 21, and I was not in Philadelphia at the time, but I don't think that that's anything illegal. Well, why did he get canceled? That's not illegal. I know that's not illegal.
I think you told me that, and I was like, he's weird. So maybe I just like...
You just canceled him in your head.
I was like,
and
he's
blocked
canceled.
Him.
I definitely didn't block him, because I never followed him in the first place. You were the only time I had ever seen him.
I loved his videos. He helped me a lot during the time where I was very scared about nuclear war and COVID.
That's actually not true, because I saw him in... People used to have... There was a video of him and I think his wife or girlfriend, mm-hmm. and it looked like he was holding her hostage, and people did like that thing that they used to do. Yeah. I miss when people used to do that, and they would like add on to it, yeah. like
nobody
an arm
duets
and shit like
anymore.
That. Nobody duets anymore. Not like they used to, because no. That shit was funny.
Bring back duets and bring back pussy on doorknobs.
Bring back pussy on doorknobs.
I'm sure at one point or another, pussy on doorknobs.
Pussy on broomsticks was the thing at one point.
That's what I'm going to do. Oh my God. Come October, pussy is going to be on broomstick. My pussy is going to be on Dyson.
Pussy on, dishwasher. Laundry machine.
You're so wise.
That was a thing for a while.
Oh yeah?
Before vibrators.
Right? Oh yeah?
Yeah, I
Are
think
you like
so.
Educating on like women's history or something?
Is that history?
Oh, sorry, is first story. My bad. Fuck. Damn.
Is that like, yeah, they're teaching that in gender studies courses. My friend.
Maybe.
My friend just moved in with her girlfriend, and I commented.
Hold on, like, they've been together 2 weeks?
No, they've been together
sorry,
for a while.
I don't know why.
No, they've been together for a while. Weird of you to like kind of like assert that stereotype, though.
Jake was... You also are guilty. You're victim and guilty. You are also guilty of that, because you said that you would move in with a man after like 3 months. You were like, yeah.
I will do, first of all, I will do anything if it saves me a buck.
Okay.
I did all move right. in. I moved in with two men. I would move in with them after, I mean, we move in with random people all the time.
Who do you mean we?
Everybody.
Who is
the
we?
World.
Who
world.
Is we?
Wait, what was I saying though?
Talking
oh, about. Didn't you have a dream you were in a lesbian camp?
Last night, yes.
Yeah. And guess what? Guess what she said this morning when she woke up? She was like, wow, I just had the best sleep of my life.
My boyfriend's gone at a water polo tournament. I slept in his bed and had a dream that I was girlfriends with Pusey. God, kill me. Shoot me. Damn. My
and,
God.
And I slept in. And I three
slept,
hours.
I slept in 3 hours longer than I normally do. I woke up at 10 a.m.
And
I was
like,
and
she
kind of
just like took like a breath and she's like, damn, because yeah. It wasn't real.
So sorry, sad. There's cat fur all over my feet. I literally texted you. I was like, what did I say? I was like, sorry, I slept.
You said hi. That's what you said. And
I didn't say sorry?
You walked out of the room and said sorry, but I was like, there was nothing to say sorry for. I was just hanging out. But I was like, what did you do at the camp? And you were like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, it's probably like U-Haul class and scissoring 102 is what I said, because I think women are born with scissoring 101. Already that update's already there. No, but my friend posted and she's like we're moving in together, and it's a picture of them and like a U-Haul, and I was like, they're going to study this, like it's going to be a DBQ. Do you know what a DBQ is?
What, you think I'm fucking stupid?
Well, not everybody had DBQs.
Why? Because I went to an inner city school? You think we're dumb?
No, I think I was talking to your boyfriend and he didn't know what a DBQ was.
Because he went to a hick school, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, because they learned how to farm and like...
The DBQ was corn.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, they like learned while like sitting in a tractor. I don't know.
That shit was crazy,
they
though.
Had bring your tractor to school day.
Let's all be honest that they were like, oh, finish this, you know, 300 word essay in 30 minutes, we had like it assigned to us like an essay, they were like, do not wait until the last minute to finish this essay, like you need to do it. Bitch, you gave me the massive amount of anxiety trying to finish an essay and a test all in the same time period.
I had no issue with DBQs because I'm really talented and good at essays, so I did that shit first and I was great and I had no issue, no problem. I was always prepared and ready.
I like the idea of a DBQ. I think it's smart.
I want Kamala and Brad to be part of a DBQ. I feel really rude calling her Kamala. I was in a call recently about...
Vice President Harris?
Yeah, about Madame Vice President Harris.
You were?
Yes.
Wow, what did they say?
I got... didn't get selected to be vice president. Her vice president.
Wow. Oh,
sorry.
Somebody said that under the Colleen Hoover video.
That it hurts.
They were like, it's such a shame that Jake and Nicole weren't selected for president and vice president. If you were running for president, would you choose me as your vice president?
No, wow. Not in a million years.
Why? Because you don't want a gay person, like, as a vice president?
That's one of the reasons, but... Wow. Probably another reason is, like... I don't think that you're, like, up to par. Like, I think that you're... Like, you have this whole issue with, like, listening to women type of thing.
Yeah, but I don't have to do that as a vice president.
Yeah, you do.
No,
considering half the population or more than half.
Mike Pence made it through.
No, he barely made it through. He's gone. Have you heard of him? No, he's dead.
Actually, he, like, legitimately does not support Donald Trump anymore. Is that not insane?
Really?
Is that not an insane thing?
Wait, does he not? Are you serious?
No, he doesn't.
How do you know that?
He went on an interview to be like...
Who is he? Pro-Kamala?
No, I don't know if he...
Oh, my God.
He didn't...
He's a coconut.
You know what? The thing... The, like, subheading said, like, former vice president endorses Kamala Harris. But he never said that he endorsed Kamala Harris. He just said that he does not like Donald Trump.
That's crazy. Yeah, isn't so that they an insane thing? They did not work it out on the Remus.
No, they literally didn't. Imagine. And J.D. Vance never liked Donald Trump either.
Really?
Multiple times he was like, I'm very anti-Trump. This was back when Trump was president.
On MSNBC News, it says Mike Pence understood the assignment. I need all of these people to get out of here.
New people.
No. Okay, well, now that we're talking about, like, the president and stuff... Sorry, there's, like, literal...
You didn't ask me if I would select you for my vice president.
Oh, I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, you don't?
I would not be your vice president. I would be the president. That's it.
Okay, well... If I were president of the United States,
but, like, you wouldn't.
I would abolish your kind.
Women?
Yeah. Specifically Claro Charlton.
No!
Yeah, you're done.
Right.
Straight to the, what were those, the gallows.
Right now, literally on Orange is the New Black, because I am rewatching it. I have to have something new that I'm watching. Come on. He wants to destroy your kind. Come here.
Oh, she's a Claro fan.
What?
She's a Claro fan.
Well, she's a woman and she's a Claro fan.
Oh, wow.
I like to identify, like...
Is a woman... Can a cat be a woman?
No,
like, that's... Like, I think that's woman is, like, no. Specifically for human beings.
She's a woman.
Okay, no, period.
Literally, like, when the vet asks, like, is she a man? Are they a male or a female? I'm like, she's a woman. My cat's a woman.
That's not a girl.
Oh my God, I love it.
That's Ms. Toller.
One dachshund. Do you know who I'm talking about? That's intersex and goes by they them on TikTok.
What the fuck? That's the most specific thing I've ever
heard.
What
are you talking about? The dog's intersex.
That's the most specific thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not that specific.
A dachshund that is intersex and goes by they them pronouns on TikTok. Is that not like That's a crazy thing.
They're all over my For You page.
No, so. I never said they're all over my page. Meanwhile, I call a human, if I use they, them pronouns for a human being, Nicole gets like viscerally angry.
Dude, that is not true. It's because, and I'm going to say this one more time and you're going to leave this in. It's because Jake got angry at me for referring to James Charles as he, because he was like, what if James Charles goes by they, them pronouns? And I said, just because James Charles dressed up as Dua Lipa does not suddenly mean that he is non-binary.
Look how...
And
look.
then that turned Jake into this whole thing where Jake was like, Nicole is against non-binary people, even though my best friend is non-binary.
Binary. look how aggressive and defensive they just got about that.
Yes, I will, because I will stand up for my non-binary friends.
But not non-binary people, they don't know.
And my non-binary dogs.
That's important.
Hold on, I'm looking for the intersex dog.
Unfortunately, Tucker's not non-binary, I don't think. He's never told me anything like that.
Intersex dog. Hold on, we were talking about something very important before this.
Vice President.
Yeah, tomorrow, my intersex pup is getting spayed. Nude. Not available. Oh my god. Emily Wolf Beauty.
Can you show me the... I mean, maybe I... Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah. No. Okay. Fucking watch it. It's not it. They're very cute. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I was talking about the person in the duet.
Oh, okay.
The creature in the duet.
I think they're gone off the internet.
People aren't duetting like they used to. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, I think they're gone.
They're gone off the internet?
Yeah. Account banned. They for banned the non-binary dog. Oh,
that's fucked.
They banned the intersex dog. How do you know
that?
Dog.
Where does it say that?
Look. Look. Emily Wolf Beauty. Look. This user is no longer available. Account banned. They banned the fucking... Oh my god, they hit the Pentagon. They hit the fucking set.
That's actually really fucked up.
They hit the intersex dog.
What could possibly cause that dog to get banned?
Fuck. The dog's name is Ziggy. Anyway.
Oh, I like
in
that.
In Orange is the New Black.
That's such a great name for someone who's non-binary.
Ziggy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to suggest that to my friends.
I knew a Ziggy, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if they were non-binary or not, but...
In Orange is the New Black right now, the part where I'm at in season 2 is where Pensatucky is, like, talking to Healy, the counselor at the prison, and he has, like, this really big agenda where he hates lesbians. Like, he's, like, really anti-lesbians. Uh-oh. And he, like, befriended Pensatucky because Pensatucky is like, I love men, and, like, I love Jesus and everything. And then, anyway...
I do remember this arc a little bit.
Pensatucky... Basically,
I thought it was Pensatucky, like Pencil Tucky,
no.
Like my
and
dog.
Pensatucky was on, they were having a meeting, and Healy was like, yeah, that's like the whole gay agenda. Like, they're trying to eradicate men. Like, lesbians are trying to eradicate men. And he's like, this is this book. Like, men will be like the extinct gender and stuff. And Pensatucky was like, who's going to be president then? And
that's honestly tea.
And then Pensatucky was like, boo, like to Boo, the one character on the show, and was like, what is this whole like lesbian agenda and stuff? And Boo's like fucking with her. She's like, we're trying to like abolish men. Like, we're probably gonna like keep only a few like for fucking that's and stuff funny. Like that. And then Pensatucky goes and like cuts her hair. She's like, I'm going against the binary and stuff. And so anyway.
Wait, I almost said she's non-binary. Pensatucky is non-binary.
Maybe. We don't know. I don't know. I'm not that far in yet. Even though we finished the show.
Like, we're not that far in yet.
I don't know if Pensatucky is canonically non-binary or not.
Some of, like... Or some people off of that show are really amazing.
Pensatucky's character, Taryn Manning, has gone off the deep end, though.
I liked Kimiko Glenn's character.
Me too.
What's...
So-so.
Brooke
So-so.
Yeah, because obviously So-So and Puse.
Yeah, yeah. Samira Wiley.
So in your dream, you were So-So?
No, I was me. I was Nicole Raffi, and I was okay. With Puse. Thank you very much.
You weren't in prison.
Nope, you were at lesbian camp.
Sounds like a prison to me.
I think we literally played field hockey.
Yeah, then it definitely was lesbian camp. Field hockey and softball were like the extracurriculars.
Speaking of lesbian camp, Mr. Beast.
Wow. What? Wow.
I know.
That was, like, one of your better segues.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm working on them. So.
Yeah, it was, like, lesbian camp. It was pretty great.
Mr. Beast
taught me everything I know about scissoring.
Mr. Beast was like, all right, we're going to put 100 lesbians in a circle. Last to leave.
And they were like, Ellen DeGeneres, come on. And I was like, okay.
That's why Jake and I got to be in that video.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
For those who don't know, because I feel like that is, like, unspoken lore, Clemmie is, like, watching us as if we're, like, her god. Like,
unspoken
up,
lore.
Up on a stage. Because it's a video on my channel where we talk about how we were in a Mr. Beast video, but we never talk about it. We're never like, oh, that time that we were in a Mr. Beast video. Or for the fact that it's, like...
We. I think that you just did that video.
Oh, sorry, Ellen DeGeneres. My bad. You're, like, stuck in, like, this whole, like, I am Ellen DeGeneres moment. Like, ever since we read It It Ends With Us, you've been, like, trapped.
I
want to
be important
there.
And fun. Just keep swimming.
You have a long way to go with that. So, we... Okay. So, we...
I just want to dance like Ellen.
You literally looked like that kid. I quote this all the fucking time, and I'm gonna...
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Continue till the day that I die. You literally look like the kid dancing, like, in Bride Wars, where she's like, hold on, sorry. Sorry, I was buffering.
No, I love that part.
No, like, when she's, like, at her date's house, and the little boy is, like, sitting on the couch, and he's like...
What did you just call that?
My grandma.
What did you just call it?
Bride Wars?
Bride Wars?
Bridesmaids?
Yeah, what is Bride Wars?
Bride Wars? I think that's a movie. I think that's a different movie, though.
Is it?
Yeah, that is a
what
different
happens?
Movie.
What happens? Oh, my God. In Bride Wars,
something
I
happens.
Need to watch.
Bridesmaids. In Bridesmaids.
Okay.
And the kid is like, I ate Saturday, and whatever, he eats her birth control. And I like, fucking...
He dances in that?
He does, because she's like, he said, you look old, or something like that. And then he's like, your hair is dry. And then he was like, my grandma died where you're sitting. And then he's like, do you want to see me dance? And then he, like, turns on, like, old-timey tunes, and he's like...
I do know that sound. I made a TikTok to it a long time ago.
That exact one?
Yeah, because you told me about it. It was like when I drop food on the ground and my dog eats it. I'm like, did you see one of those? Something bad is going to happen to you. I don't know what, but something bad.
God, so many relating subjects. Mr. Beast, Ellen DeGeneres, lesbian camp, birth control. It's all connected. Everything and is always connected.
Sorry, I just, like, looked directly at
her butthole.
Her butthole.
Don't do that ever again. I swear to God, you're not allowed to.
You were watching Cowboy shows his butthole so hard to the audience.
Cowboy does like to show hole. That is one thing about Cowboy, is that he's going to show hole.
I think cats in general like showing hole. They're up to...
Basically, Jake and I are truth. Our truth. This is our truth. We're coming...
our story.
About Mr. Beast. Jake and I were, in fact, in the Mr. Beast video. One of the most popular Mr. Beast videos,
yeah,
actually.
Which
is the weirdest thing that has ever happened to us.
It was an experience.
It's honestly, that is probably, like, one of the weirdest things about me and the things that I have blocked out the most, which is, like, why I don't talk about it very often. It also was very short-lived. Like, it was less than a week. But for those of you who don't know...
It's still a crazy long time, and we didn't even start the fucking game until 5 days in.
I was invited a few years back to be in the 100 people... Was that what it was? 100 people?
100 people in a circle.
100 people in a circle.
Wait,
for $500,000.
In Minecraft, though.
In Minecraft.
Allegedly.
Supposedly. Allegedly. For a YouTube video. For a really big YouTuber. I think his name is, like... Mrs. Weast. Basically, Jake and I were in this video. So Mr. Beast obviously has a lot going on recently where people are, like, you know, very upset with him, rightfully so.
Yeah, and it's our time to tell our story because it's convenient.
Well, no, Jake and I did watch the videos of people talking about their experiences mm-hmm. with it. Do you remember their names? Jake Whittle, you said?
Jake Whittle.
Whittle,
and
sorry.
I don't know what the actual guy's name is, but he's Dogpack 404.
That's his name.
On that website that
That's
we make
name,
that we put these videos
asshole.
On.
YouTube.
Yeah, I could not fucking think of that.
Oh,
what
my.
Happened?
We watched the whole video when we were coming back.
The whole video. We watched the whole video, and then we watched the whole video.
Okay. And then, all right. Basically, we listened to it all. And what Jake and I were kind of like realizing while we were watching this were that we knew about all these situations that were happening.
Because we were like basically there.
Right. So one of the situations that happens that somebody is calling him out for is a guy was put into solitary confinement.
Jake Weddle.
And he talks about a story there about how for 30 days he was getting paid like $10,000 per day to be trapped in solitary confinement. And they put like luxury items in there, like a hot tub, an ice cream machine, yeah, and like random things. And he had to like keep removing things one by one. And how he was really struggling mentally. They would not turn off the lights, which people on TikTok are now like, oh my God, Mr. Beast, what is breaking the Geneva Convention?
Violating
the Geneva Convention, even though it's not war.
Yeah.
But feels like it.
Regardless, it's like a form of torture that they put him through.
Absolutely. But that is exactly what Jake and I were saying when we were in the Mr. Beast things. Yeah. We only lasted 24 hours. I think we could have gone longer, but
it was like a...
It was
okay, let's start clear. First. Okay. We were asked to do this video in
2021.
Yes. We flew out July, and like toward the end of July, right? We're there, we have to quarantine
for 5 days at the ESU dorms.
Oh wow, we're like in Minecraft, of course, allegedly.
They have ESU dorms in Minecraft.
We're like here are all every detail, and here's the address of the studio. They had just started the studio, too.
Right. This was like a brand new studio. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even finished when we got there. And we were quarantined for 5 days. That was the rules because COVID was being taken very seriously. We had to show our vaccine cards.
We had to get COVID tests right like the day before we went.
Yes. And it seemed like it was very serious. At least that's what it seemed like they were taking. Like, there was, like, a fire alarm that went off because someone was making popcorn. And like,
literally, we were emailing the people, like, should we leave, like, the dorms right now?
It was
like,
pouring rain, and we had to, like, still wear masks outside. Like, it was a very, like, it seemed like they took it very seriously, which I respected because I was very COVID conscious, especially when it was at the height of things.
Yeah.
And this was at the time, vaccinations were around because we had to show vaccine cards and stuff, which was an issue with a lot of people. They're like, oh, you got to be vaccinated, like, fuck Mr. Beast or whatever. Like, I remember that was a thing. Yeah, I do
remember that being a thing.
And I remember at the time being, like, very, like, grateful for that. I was like, I'm so grateful that they are COVID testing at the time.
We were like, yeah, that's so nice. It's so good that they're being so cautious.
Now, it is very...
In Minecraft. COVID.
I can't believe COVID happened in Minecraft. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy when the servers crashed because of COVID.
Basically... I wasn't expecting that this was not going to be... I was worried that it was going to be more so a physical challenge because I don't think that I could have handled as much of a physical challenge because there were many very strong, ripped, huge buff guys that were in the group, which turned out are, like, a lot of them, like, friends and reoccurring guests in this Minecraft server.
Yeah. So we're, like, in there, like, the first few... I'd say, like, first 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that guy, Mac... decide like
Mr. Beast basically gave an incentive that the first person to get out would receive something.
Yes,
they would receive something, and for some reason this guy Mac decides to step out first. He decides to get out of the circle first, and what does he win? A car. We found that very ironic once we found out that Mac was actually...
Well, I remember turning to you in the circle and being like I don't think if we got out first, we would be getting a car.
Right, but we didn't know at the time. Did we know at the time that they were friends? Was he filming?
I didn't know that.
He was filming with Arak, I think.
No, I think Arak was filming his own thing. Yeah, but I think but they were talking, like, they were, like, together.
It just seemed very convenient.
Yeah.
And that is what one of the guys, was it Jake Whittle who mentioned that, or Dogman or whatever?
Yeah, Dogman basically, Dogman.
Is that his name?
I don't know, but let's just call him DM.
No, I like Dogman.
Dogman. Well, he was saying, like, basically that people, or that things are rigged, which, like, I don't know that that is necessarily, like, a bad thing, but the way that they...
A bad thing?
I think in any, like, game show or reality television-esque thing, like, producers will be doing their thing to produce to try to get, like, entertaining content, right? So, like, I'm not here to be like, it's bad that he breaks competitions. It's bad that he tells people that they could, that, like, they could get flown out to, like, compete in this, there, or whatever, and he never does that. Like, that was something that was alleged.
Especially when a lot of the people that he does include in videos, because he does always say, like, I had 100 random subscribers. Like, it is not random. It is not random whatsoever, because a good chunk are reoccurring people. A good chunk are people who he knows, like, on personal friends.
People who production knows. Yeah. People who have a following.
Or friends of friends of friends, which is, like, literally, like, our situation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be completely honest. I was not a subscriber of Mr. Beast before I did that. I didn't watch Mr. Beast videos. I was not a random subscriber that got randomly chosen to be in a Mr. Beast video. I did it because I was like, what a cool experience. I also was not, like, making that much money off of YouTube at the time. So, like, any extra money was definitely appreciated. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to go do that. And I also had, like, this idea. I was like, wow, $500,000 could change my life. Like, I was, like, idealizing, like, what I could do with it. Like, right. I was like, I could buy a house. Like, I could buy my mom a house. Like, I could do things with this money. So for me, it seemed like a thing that was possible. But basically, like, things were kind of fishy when Mac got out first.
Yeah.
Granted, I have no evidence or proof to say that, like, oh yeah, he was selected, like handpicked by Mr. Beast. The second thing that was suspicious, at least that, like, upset me as a person who, you know, was very COVID conscious at the time and, like, had a mom who was immunocompromised, and I cared a lot about making sure that I was safe, was the fact that we were quarantined for 5 days, and at the time we were promised that for every single day that we were going to be paid for the days of quarantine. We did not get paid afterwards. We were only paid the amount that we had, like, won, which at the time, like, we each won $2,000, right? It was, like, offered $1,000, and it was like, whoever steps out of the circle next, we'll double that.
Yeah.
And so we won $2,000 each. We were actually promised compensation for the 5 days that we were in quarantine, because a lot of people were promised compensation because people took time off from work. Mind you, this was the summer, and there were people in that circle who literally said that they took off from work until the end of the year.
That's, yes.
Do you remember that guy?
I remember that man.
Yeah. He was like, I took off work until the end of the year.
The entire time.
Yes.
Which was crazy.
And, yeah, and so we didn't get compensated for that, and I remember I emailed and I was like, what about that additional, you know, $1,000 that we were promised for compensation for literally quarantining? And they were like, no, like, we never promised that. And then I guess enough people had emailed about it, be like, we were verbally promised this money. And so then eventually they did send it to us and was like, okay, we're gonna give you an additional $1,000 because we're so kind.
Yeah, they always kind of, like, said, like, tried to ideal, like, I guess they were trying to, like, make it seem like they were doing us, like, a big favor time, like, something would happen.
Pretty much, even though that it was promised.
It was
that
literally, that, like, yeah.
So, after that had happened, when we got back home from all of that, I was looking up some of the few YouTubers who were in the circle, because there were a few YouTubers in the circle who were able to record, like, they were given... Everyone was given, like, vlog... Not everyone, but people were given vlog cameras that they could rotate and vlog inside the circle. But there were a few YouTubers who could have their own equipment and were filming, one of which being Arak. And I remember I did, like, this, like, short skit with them, like, where we got mic'd up and it never got put into the video. And there was a few YouTubers, and I was like, I'm gonna look these people up when I got back from the trip and stuff, because, like, I was like, I just want to see, like, who the hell was in the circle. Only to find out that Arak... Quite literally, there is no possible way for him to be quarantining those 5 days prior to the shooting of everything, because he was recording at a music festival that happened, that just ended.
During our...
Like, the day before the first day of shooting. So it is quite literally impossible that he was quarantining for those 5 days. If anything, he was actually around a greater amount of people. And at the time, like, I believe the rules with everything was that it had to wait 5 to 14 days for symptoms to occur, because remember that kept changing, like, what standard we were, you know, using. And basically they kind of fucked over a lot of immunocompromised people and people in general by being like, we're being as COVID conscious as possible and we're being as safe as possible, meaning like, look, we all get to quarantine and look, you know, you don't have to test everything, when quite literally there was a YouTuber in there who was at a music festival, because he posted that he was like fucking over. He dressed up as a security.
I don't know.
He dressed up as security at a music festival to show how easy it was to get in. And then he went to this music festival.
Yeah.
And I looked at the dates of that music festival. And there's just the first day or something was quite literally like the day before our first day of shooting. And he was there since day one of shooting.
Yeah.
So that was definitely like upset me because I was like, why is a big YouTuber getting special treatment like that? And even if he does see this, I really
don't. I don't know if he was
care
if he was even that big at the time. I think he had
like around a million.
Mr. Beast was like letting him and Mac. Friends. Yeah, like it was all to like bolster their own YouTube channels,
right?
Like it was like, oh, like we want Mac on more. It was like basically you're hired to become a persona so that you can like have your own branch of Mr. Beast like stuff, because they all have the same editing style, which like don't even get me started. Oh my god, it's like the biggest like brain rot edit ever. It's like a cut every fucking 5 seconds, also like so much CGI, which is just insane. But those two people specifically, like I can't attest to any of the other like
YouTubers.
Like I don't know who else was really in there. I remember there was like a gaggle of gays in there with us who were like, yeah, like we all quarantined together at a house or whatever.
That is right. I forgot about that.
There were like,
yeah, they
there
have-
were rumblings in the circle when we were there, like that some people didn't actually have to quarantine.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that. They didn't have to actually quarantine at ESU. Like we were not allowed to leave the room. Like
literally.
If we left the room, we were disqualified.
We were like, shot.
They took us out back and shot us like cattle.
No, like legitimately the fire alarm was going off and we were like, are we allowed
We didn't know if we could leave. Yeah. We were hiding in the bathroom because we literally did not. I think that's in my vlog.
That was weird. Like it was just so weird.
It's just very weird how we were seeing that we were all being treated similarly. Like everyone is in this together. But it's like, well, if you had money or if you had connections or if you were cool enough or if you had enough clout, then like you could literally bypass all of that. Yep. I'm not saying that Eric didn't take a COVID test. I'm sure that maybe the team got him a COVID test prior to that. But with the standards that we were setting at the time was like, yeah, it takes a few days for symptoms to set in. It takes a few days to test positive. Like that situation, because he was in that circle, I think they did like a total of 10 days of that whole circle video. There's a good chance he could have developed.
I don't think it was 10 days. I think it was longer than that.
Maybe. I don't
14 or 15 or
I
something.
Don't remember.
And I just remember the last 10 people getting $10,000, like who didn't win the $500,000 and being like, oh damn, like they got really screwed over, mm-hmm. only winning 10 grand.
We really came out on top by getting $3,000 for just being there for.
I mean, 24 hours. Well, six days.
Whatever.
The quarantine was honestly the hardest part of the fucking thing because it was just like no sunlight.
Mr. Beast did sit down next to Jake and I while we were in the circle
eating asparagus and potatoes because I was vegetarian at the time. Nicole's vegan, and of course they were like, we got everyone Outback Steakhouse, and everyone's like, oh my god,
everyone got a filet mignon.
Yeah, and we were sitting there with our potato. And our asparagus, and it I just remember good. Being like, oh, and then Mr. Beast comes up to us and says,
are you guys dating?
Yeah. In front of the cameras, and we're like, no. Also, what the fuck? So one thing that Jake Weddle did talk about was that they didn't turn the lights off because they needed the
time lapse
and like the continuity of the time lapse or whatever. The fucking continuity thing that they had going on, on at ours was absolutely atrocious and annoying because it was fucking freezing in there.
It was extremely cold.
Extremely cold.
If you didn't come with like a long sleeve shirt, we were given t-shirts that we had to wear in the circle, and there were different colors and like different teams and stuff. And if you were basically not wearing a long sleeve shirt underneath the shirt that you were given, you're shit out of luck because that means that you could not add any other layers, meaning that you were freezing for the rest of the time that you were there.
Well, so what they did was they were like, okay, anything you want to bring into the circle, they gave us all like a tiny little backpack. Do you remember this?
But we didn't have access
to
that.
We didn't have access to it. Because they were like, anything you want to bring into the circle, put into this backpack. And then they took all of our backpacks, put them on fucking shelves out of the circle. It had my contact solution. It had like your birth control.
Yeah. And what's his name had to give me my birth
control.
Carl gave me my birth control.
Oh my God.
Mr. Beast withheld my birth control. I got a lot of like,
we were trying to like flag down production. We were like, hey, like anyone, hey, And Carl comes over and you're like, okay.
A lot of people laughed at me in my Mr. Beast video being like, that's the medication you needed, birth control. I'm like,
it's because they're 12. They don't know what birth control is.
I have ovarian cysts. You can't just stop taking birth control. You can't just stop taking hormonal medication out of the blue, out of nowhere.
Nicole,
I'm going to have a three-week-long period.
Children. Like, they are, like, dumbasses.
Or men. And I'm like...
Okay, yeah, fair.
No, literally. Because they're like, oh, yeah, she needed that medication. I'm like, no, I literally did. Thank you. Like, thank you so much. And also, it doesn't matter regardless of the medication. I don't give a fuck if I'm recommended to take a daily aspirin for, like, for my heart health.
I'm like, I need it.
If I'm on the list of, like, I need these medications, then everybody should be granted for that. You should not have to flag people down to get the medication when they said that they would be very organized within that. And also, especially what's happening right now, what people are talking about with that article that was written about what's going on with the Amazon show.
Yeah.
Like, with the people saying that they weren't able to get their medication, that supposedly, apparently, somebody was taken to the hospital because they had a seizure because they could not get their medication. That medication was lost. Underwear was lost. Like... Yeah. All of that, underwear aside, medication, that is not a joke. That is not crazy. I don't care if it's birth control. I don't care if it's a life-saving seizure medication. I don't care if it's fucking chemo. If they are told...
they lost my chemo.
Well, I mean, there are chemo pills. My mom is still on chemo pills.
I didn't know that.
Basically, I don't care what it is. You cannot have a production of any kind. If your production can basically only cater to... fit, healthy men with no medical issues at all and are strong, because there's this whole thing about how people are saying in the new show that they're filming right now that basically only the athletic are basically winning, that the women are being, like, fucking tackled and trampled and
targeted
in
the thing.
All of the events are basically just targeted towards athletic guys.
Yeah.
It just...
Rosanna Pansino has been on the
case.
She has,
but she's been on this, honestly, for a while, because she talked about how it was rigged for with the show that she did.
Yeah.
How there were other people
who... They edited her out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is true, there aren't that many women in production. At least when we were there a few years ago, there were not that many women who were in higher up positions or anything. If anything, just the pretty much all the women that we saw was in to be PAs.
And no, I think the one woman was a
producer,
but it seemed like she was like the workhorse of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like she was running around. She was the one like who was talking to the contestants, like it just seemed, and don't even get me started on just like every interaction with anybody who is like publicly like a face of Mr. Beast is like the most cringy, like, awkward conversation you've ever had in your life.
I don't give a rat's ass. Carl saved my goddamn life. Carl literally saved my ovarian cyst from bursting. He was a very nice man. I will give him that. He was very kind to me. Unless he did something really terrible and I don't know about it, then fuck you, Carl. But I don't know about anything that he did.
Jimmy
poorly.
Is incredibly weird to talk to.
Well, yeah, but also, like, I didn't expect anything else. But all I'm gonna say...
I expect him to be like, are you two dating?!
He pretty much did that.
No, he was like, are you two dating?
Now you're being fucking mean.
No, that's what he was like. I can be mean. He violated the Geneva Convention. Like, I don't give a fuck. That man is weird. And he promotes gambling to children.
Right. Ooh. Right. Now, I will say that I have no proof of this. I don't know if this is true. In Minecraft, I was told that because of my YouTube video that I posted a few years back about my experience, like, at the Mr. Beast video, that I am the reason why these NDAs had to be signed for people in the future not being able to speak out against them. I didn't sign anything else. I didn't sign the NDAs that they have to sign now. But I was told that because of my video, that after me... there had to be NDAs that, like, you couldn't make YouTube videos about your experience anymore.
I just think it's so unfair.
Even though I didn't say anything that damning, I could have mentioned the Iraq situation. I could have mentioned that. I could have mentioned how that, like, really upset me, but I was like, I don't have, like, solid proof or evidence, and I'm, like, not trying to ruffle any feathers, and, like, I was not trying to do, like, an expose video. And also, he was extremely loved at the time. Like, if I had said anything... too negative, people have been like, you're ungrateful. There's plenty of people who have been super happy to win $3,000. And, like, granted, yes, I'm very grateful that I got those $3,000 and I was able to pay off whatever the fuck I paid off at the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for example, that guy who was in solitary, you know, there was this whole story that he told about how on his like 20th day or something like that, he was really struggling mentally, and they decided to put him on a treadmill to mm-hmm. run a marathon, even though he had never trained for a marathon. And he was like running until 3 a.m. and like blisters on his feet and everything. And he just basically was really suffering mentally and like had to like exit. We knew about that. We were told about that situation.
I think he was doing that marathon the day that we went into the circle.
Because we were told about that, like, yeah, there's a guy who's like literally doing a marathon right now. Like, he is not well. Like, he is not doing well. And that video never came out. And I was like, where the fuck is that video? Like, I remember thinking that afterwards. I mean, like, where did that video go? And he confirmed in that expose video, he was like, yeah, they scrapped it. They had to do a completely other video.
Because it went so poorly. Because it went
so bad. And because he was clearly suffering mentally so bad, and he didn't even get to win the full, what was it, $300,000 from the video. If you have ever wondered who I have reached out to for Creators for Palestine to try and get them involved in Creators for Palestine, I have reached out to anyone and everyone. If you can, like, literally, while I was in that group, Nikki and I were reaching out to literally everyone. If you can think of an influencer who is not in Creators for Palestine,
they were touched.
they have been they have been reached out to. Believe me. Mr. Beast team, which I was able to have like contact with, and being like, hey, like, this could be really fucking big. Like, you could really help. Like, you could really do something with your following, and you claim to really help people. And I kind of had a good feeling about it at the time, because I was like, well, he just did all this aid for all these people who needed medical attention. He just created clean drinking water sources and stuff. I was like, maybe he gives a fuck about Palestinian people who need aid right now because of the fucking ongoing genocide. I was like, maybe this is going to happen. No. So just know that, like, there are, and it wasn't like I wasn't out here like messaging fucking Jimmy himself. Like, there were other people that I tried to get this information to and stuff. But yeah, that was like really disappointing that I was like, God, imagine the impact that you could have had by doing something like this.
What, that they didn't respond?
By just even being a part of it. Donating.
Oh, no. I mean, it was disappointing that they didn't respond.
Disappointing that they didn't want to be a part of it. I know that the news got to them. I know that the invitation got to them.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact that the invitation got to them. I don't care that it wasn't, like, if it wasn't from me, it was from other people in Creators for Palestine. Yeah. Like, it was not just me messaging. It was multiple of us messaging constantly. And so everyone and anyone has been invited and reached out to and touched. Believe, please. Like, we tried everyone we could. It was not this exclusive thing like, hey, join Creators for Palestine and like whatever. That you had to get like this formal invitation. There were people who reached out to us and were like, I really want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast got the memo. Would you like to be invited to this? And
did not.
That, yeah.
They did like a whole campaign where they were like, if you go to a Walmart and you like can't find Feastables, or the Feastables shelf is messy, like, clean it up. Or if there's no Feastables, go ask the employee to go grab Feastables from the back. Like, find an employee so that the shelves can be stocked and like there can be, it can look nice. And then he was making kids do this so that they would send a selfie to him so that they could enter to win $5,000.
That's no better than sending feet pics to Dan Schneider. Like, when he asked for it on Nickelodeon.
Isn't that fucking weird?
But also at the same time, asking kids to do labor for you, because you know they will.
Yes, because they're obsessed with him. They are obsessed with that man. They're going to watch this. They're going to be in our comments. I guarantee. At least a few.
They should click out, because I don't want them to be getting ideas from the video. I remember this very distinctly, because Ethan Klein sent shirtless Eddie to Walmart to literally do that, and he's like, hi, I'm shirtless Eddie, would you guys like to buy a Feastables chocolate bar? Literally insert the video in here, because I'm not joking, I did such a good impression right there.
Yes, I can be in a Walmart with my shirt on. I can be in a Walmart with my shirt up, because I'm Eddie, I can do that.
I'm just like adding to my collection. Hi, I'm shirtless Eddie, and why am I walking around here around Walmart?
Why wouldn't Ethan do that for his own company?
What do you mean?
Like, hey guys, I'm shirtless Eddie, you want a teddy fresh?
I don't think that. I think it's way funnier to send it for the desperation that Mr. Beast is like.
Oh, you mean shirtless Eddie wasn't like driving sales and stuff?
Shirtless Eddie, honestly, he is in everything. Once you look for shirtless Eddie, he's everywhere.
Yeah, what were we watching?
There are cathedrals for eyes everywhere to see. Or what is it? There are cathedrals everywhere for eyes to see. There are cathedrals for eyes everywhere to see. There's always, with all eyes, always the cathedrals for everyone to see. You can see the cathedrals everywhere. There are cathedrals everywhere for all.
For those with eyes to see.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay, see, why couldn't you say that sooner?
Well, like, you were just kind of, like, doing your thing. It was nice. It was like a little mumble rap.
Basically, there is shirtless Eddie everywhere for eyes to see.
Yeah,
for
what was the video that we saw him in?
He was in the Garden music video. Yeah. He was in Trisha Paytas doing Hey Now, This Is What Dreams Are Made
Of. That's right. That's what it was.
He is an extra in every music video that you can possibly think of. When you start looking for shirtless Eddie, it's like that concept like with manifestation and stuff. Like when you're like, yellow car, yellow car, yellow car. Like you're going to see a yellow car everywhere. Or like my therapist will always mention like, don't think about a pink elephant. Do not think about a pink elephant. And then you're going to think about a pink elephant, right? So that's like why, you know, with why ERP exists, exposure response prevention therapy. Thank you so much to NoCD for sponsoring today's video. That's why all of that exists. And so like once you start thinking about it, like you're going to see it everywhere. And like just everyone keep your eyes peeled for shirtless Eddie.
Nicole, are you see this man in a lot of places?
Yeah, I see him everywhere.
Oh, and is he always shirtless?
He's always shirtless.
Okay, okay, okay. Wow. I think you should go talk to Jacqueline.
Oh, sorry. I don't think I can say her name.
You should go talk to your therapist.
No, he's there. Believe me, he's there. He's always there.
And when was the last time you saw him?
Last night. Last night. Last night.
I think, though, he's like the Bo and Yang of like music videos.
Fuck that. Oh my god. Did we talk about Bo and Yang
being We've talked about Bo and Yang so many times. Have he's we? Always.
Okay. Bo and Yang is literally. He follows. You know what? He's coming up. Okay. You okay?
Oh my god.
You're right. Okay. Bo and Yang is coming up on his resurgence. Like, I feel him. Like, he's edging me. Like, he's literally around the corner. Like, I haven't seen Bo and Yang in a hot second, and I think he's like gonna come somewhere around here.
He's gonna come somewhere. You haven't seen Bo and Yang in a hot second? That man's all over my For You page.
No. Not like in the way that like we're supposed to see Bo and Yang. Like, not...
like, from a distance.
No.
Like that's like, the way like we're supposed to see
like
him.
Like, the way that Bo and Yang, like, keeps infiltrating our lives. For those of you who are new, Bo and Yang is everywhere all at once. Always. Yes. Bo and Yang just will appear anywhere, like... on a billboard, Jake and I will see Bo and Yang. Jake went to a concert. Bo and Yang is in the rafters. Yeah, Bo and
that
Yang,
was crazy.
Our friend went to a concert. Bo and Yang is like in the background, or like vice versa.
Was he
like,
at Doja?
Was he?
I think he was.
Oh, fuck that. He's just everywhere all the fucking time. And enough. And I know he's following me, and he needs to quit it. It's just really scary that like Trisha Paytas is gonna have to perceive my cats.
I hope she watches this episode of the podcast.
I have to change my apartment decoration. Like, what if Trisha Paytas doesn't like it?
She probably hates it, to be quite honest with you.
I told Trisha Paytas.
She's like, where's the Malibu written across
I the told wall? Her, thank you for your service, because she posted a photo from her music video, from her Sad Boy 2005 music video, where she dressed up as if she was in the military at the beach.
How long after she followed you did you post that? Or did you respond?
I think a few days later.
Okay.
She left me on She left me on red, and it just really fucking hurts, because it's always your day ones who like will really fuck
day
you over.
One.
It's always like the ones who you
your day like 3852s, like they always fuck you over on day 3658.
Literally. It's always like the ones that you like once considered your shooters. Like it's always the ones that it's always the ones that you consider like your right hand. Dude,
she's your right hand?
I used to
wow.
Like in school, I remember in high school, like that was like the thing. Like being like, that's my left hand. That's my right hand. Like referring to your friends, and you had something for everything. Like you were like, that's my left foot. And so like I remember
she's my pinky toe.
I called my guy friend for years. He's my kidney stone.
That's sweet.
I really did.
That's sweet.
But, like as a joke. But like
no, I like that though. If you called me your kidney stone, you know, I'd be like, yeah, that's true.
You'd be more like my gallbladder stone.
Wow, thank you.
He's my ovarian cyst.
Oh.
He's my ovarian sister.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel more like you're like my, like...
anal
probably
finger?
Probably like my vas deferens.
What's that?
That's the part of the penis, or the male reproductive system that, like, does, like, some job.
I'd rather be your anal fissure.
I don't have... Oh, I guess sometimes I have had anal fissures, so... They're just called like partners. They're not like
Jake and I wouldn't.
And what I do in the bedroom is
None of your business.
Jake and I wouldn't hug for his birthday, but we know everything about each other's shit cycles.
That's true. I was explaining, or who were we talking to? Grace? And I was like, yeah, no, like, Nicole and I, like, we don't touch that much.
I don't know how to tell you guys this, but we are touching the whole entire time that we are in the tub.
I know, and today I'm barefooted.
Yeah, I tried to, like, I'm so block sorry. That out
well,
of my
you know
head.
What? I didn't consider it when we were leaving my house. I did have socks.
I tried to block that out of my head. I've been, like, trying to get better.
Citizen alert. Police what? Are dying.
What?
Police boats. There's police boats by my apartment in New York. Police boats. They give these bitches anything nowadays. Like, what? Who are they arresting? The fish? It's always, like, your left hand. Like, your left testicle. For, like, your day ones that... What were you saying about Trichopatis? That they, like, disappoint you or something? Or they leave you? Are they let
your
you
shooters?
Down? Your shooters. Yeah, but like...
Your day ones. Yeah. It's always those who, like, will disappoint you.
If... Fine. Do you know any other Polish words?
Yeah, I know a few.
Okay.
Let's think. Oh. Ja kocham cię, Jezus.
That's my name.
What?
Jako.
No. Ja.
Ja.
Kocham.
Ja kocham cię, Jezus.
No. Cze.
Cze.
Jezus.
Jezus. Jezus?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because we have, Nicole and I are back on our, like, looking up Trisha Paytas videos and watching them on repeat. We just like it.
Sorry, there was something deep in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ham chuch.
No, koham.
Koham.
Che.
Che.
Jezus.
Jezus. Yeah. Ja koham che Jezus.
Ja kocham cię, Jezus.
Ja kocham cię, Jezus.
Mm-hmm.
Ja kocham cię, Moses.
Papa. Papa.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao. I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later. Papa.